Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So the world is waking up to how the power structure sees us as animals, or like steak on the table. And they're in a lot of trouble. So how are they going to strike back? We had a special guest on the military waking up. They were hit with a bioweapon through the shots and taking action there. And then Jason will be back in the fourth hour. But Jason, what else is on your radar screen?
Well, when you talk about how they're going to react, this is exactly how they're reacting. They're trying to make it all about conspiracy theories. And you get to the sub-headline of this piece right here, and it's what? The storm is upon us, how QAnon became a movement, cult, and conspiracy theory of everything. This has really bothered me because this is a subject that you and I have been talking about now for decades, you being at the forefront, really, in the late 90s, talking about high-level pedophilia when people were still in doubt that something like the Catholic Church could be involved in those types of things. Well, now the consciousness has expanded, and they want to make everything about their talking points, right? They don't want to get into the meat and potatoes. So when they talk about QAnon, they also want to talk about Pizzagate. And, you know, yesterday, Alex, we briefly discussed this one Podesta email. That's what I want to dive into. Because they can scream things like Pizzagate all they like. I'm going to read this email to people. I'm going to draw no conclusions. Okay, and this is between myself and Emily Steele. They obviously wanted to do a hit piece on Jones, and I said I would be more than happy to talk to them if they address this email. Let's read this email from 2015 addressed to John Podesta and his buddies. With enormous gratitude to advance man extraordinaire Haber, I am popping up again to share our excitement about the reprise of our gang's visit to the farm in Lovettsville. And I'd share a couple of more notes. We plan to heat the pool so a swim is a possibility. Bonnie will be Uber servicing to transport Ruby, Emerson, and Maeve Lozado, 11, 9, and almost 7, so you'll have some further entertainment, and they will be in that pool for sure. I'll just stop it right there. First of all, who Ubers small children to farms unattended? And why in the world would you put down their ages? What kind of entertainment would our gang be providing to, again, elderly men like John Podesta and his friends in a heated pool, which they will be in for sure? I don't really think I have to speculate much. You know, when Alex yesterday was talking about things like $60,000 for hot dogs, let's put that into perspective. You were actually going to spend 60 grand in hot dogs. I buy a premium hot dog. I'm a Nathan's or a Hebrew National guy. I like a good Snap Dog, a Frankfurter. When you buy them in bulk of, say, 12 to 18, they're less than a dollar. Are they having an event at the Satyama Super Arena for 60,000 people? Are they watching the Dallas Cowboys play? It's absurd to think that those were not code words for other things. And WikiLeaks, which I want to remind people, has a record of 100% accuracy. Really, there's no other outlet that has done so. Even other leaking organizations have published falsified documents in the past. WikiLeaks never did. And what did they do? They put out that FBI document with telltale signs of pedophilia networks. And then when they released those DNC emails, they said, look for signs of human trafficking in them. So now you've got to go out there. I'll be back in the next hour and check out these documents at Court Listener. You know, keep the show on in the background. Share the links. Make sure that you also support the broadcast by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting those products. You know, Alex just talked about the video game. Top notch. An ode to Metal Slug back in the day for all you Neo Geo players out there. I played through the whole thing. I thought it was great. Now that it's on Steam, I'm going to buy it again just so I have it in my Steam library. I encourage you to do the same. Alex Jones will be back after this. Go get the game. Go get the products. Go get the books and keep waking people.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together. I'll be back in the fourth hour with Jason Mermis as we do the deep dive on the globalist CIA, Mossad, MI6 pedophile ring that's hijacked our government and how we are exposing it and bringing them down. Obviously, millions of new people, and I mean that conservatively, are tuned in right now. If all of you will just say, hey, the Forbidden Show is now back. It's never gone anywhere. We were still reaching a lot of people, but now it's exponential. Find Alex Jones and the source that they don't want you to hear with his guests, his commentary, his callers, their breaking news, their analysis at InfoWars.com/show. Because who knows, they could kill Elon Musk and shut X down tomorrow. That doesn't happen. But we are in crazy times. InfoWars.com/show. So about a week ago, an open letter to the American people for signatures of the Declaration of Military Accountability went out. And since then, it's gone mega viral. And millions of people have been supporting it and tens of thousands signing on to it. It's a lot of former generals and patriots that have signed on to this saying an experimental injection was given to our military. And we're not stupid. We know it was purposeful to kick good people out to then sabotage it. And I forgot to tell the crew this. Get that clip from a month ago of the Army. No, it was a Navy officer who got the restricted document about 960%+ increase in heart failure since the shot started. Official Navy letterhead saying we've got a crisis. I want to play that coming up because we have the numbers. We have the facts. At least 17 million dead. Top insurance company actuaries. The real number is over 20 million, but the conservative 17 and change. I mean, this is how you take down America. Foreign enemies aren't going to hit us when we got nuclear weapons directly. They're going to dissolve the border, ship in fentanyl, create race war, everything you've seen. Put in puppets, steal elections. So this letter has really gotten a lot of steam, but here's the Navy officer talking about how most of their helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft having issues getting pilots because they're so sick. Listen to the last number he gives, 900%+ increase in heart failure. Nothing like this has ever happened. It's happened to commercial airlines as well. Their answer is go to one pilot, go to AI. Here it is.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMAT data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, I'm doing the same thing, 5-year average, however I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
Sorry, I said 960 from memory. It was 970 plus. And that's what we're seeing from the insurance companies. These are hard numbers. And then it came out yesterday in AP, of all places. Moderna admits, that's what the Pentagon first tapped to do this, so it was the same as the Pfizer shot, just equivalent of four. It was contaminated with unknown substances. Remember, it was white sheets with the drug. They wouldn't tell you what it was. So this is it. This is the American people are fighting back. We're taking our country back. They hit us with this to bring us under martial law. This was all a drill for martial law. Now, the deep state's saying we're going to have civil war and that the evil Trump supporters are going to blow everything up. There's Obama-produced movies and other big movies coming out. We'll talk about that with Ivan Raiklin and more after we talk about this big letter. Ivan Raiklin has been a lawyer. He's also been at the Defense Intelligence Agency, where our great General Flynn comes from, in a Green Beret in war zones all over the world. He's an ultra-marathoner operating at the intersection of national security, startups, politics, and law. And he's at Raiklin on X, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. So, Ivan, we are in the zone right now, obviously. It's all going down. 10 months to the election. People know there's a coup, at least people know there's pedophile rings, people know the shots are poison, and I don't think the globalists are going to give up. They're going to keep creating crises to try to scare everyone into submission. There's even been documents that have been declassified where they say, we're going to create crises, that'll make them follow us. Here it is, Apocalypse Now, the government's use of controlled chaos to maintain power. So I don't want to miss the forest for the trees. We'll talk about the military declaration and calling for accountability of those that did it and illegally giving an experimental shot. It's like anthrax got stopped because it was experimental. That's important. We'll talk about that. But big picture, they're priming everything with the talking points, full-on martial law, civil war. How do we counter that? What do we expect to happen? Ivan Raiklin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me, as always. So, yeah, I agree with you that this is one component of the broader problem set that we have globally that you know more than most people out there. This letter particularly is a focus on the military because, from my perspective and our collective perspective, in order to claw our country back, we need to restore trust and faith in the institution that traditionally has been the most revered and trusted and honored institution within the U.S. federal government. So if we can't get that right, if we can't get our own house in order from the perspective of those that signed this,
no,
then
you're right.
We've got to recapture
our military. That's the number one target.
Right. So more broadly, we can start working on the other institutions because, let's face it, the DOJ, the FBI, we already lost it due to complete rot. Whereas we're in this critical juncture, we've reached that apex moment, if you will, where now it's time to claw back our beloved institution, the Department of Defense. And this is really what this letter showcases. And if I may just read one of the excerpts that really just sets the stage of this document. It goes like this. In the course of human events, it sometimes becomes necessary to admonish the lawless, encourage the faint-hearted, and strengthen the weak. We have reached just such a time in our history. The affairs of our nation are now steeped in avaricious corruption, and our once stalwart institutions, including the Department of Defense, are failing to fulfill the moral obligations upon which they were founded. Standing upon our natural and constitutional rights, we hereby apprise the American people that we have exhausted all internal efforts to rectify recent criminal activity within the armed forces. And in this document, we list some of the key individuals, senior leaders, former and current, at the Pentagon that were involved in promulgating and instituting the unlawful, illegitimate, lawless, constitutionally violating COVID-19 vaccine mandate, actually more accurately coined as the CCP-19 Response Emergency Use Authorized DNA Mutilation Injection, and the other EUA products. And so what are we going to, a lot of people ask, what are we going to do? That comes down to the third to last paragraph, essentially, if you take a look at that. For those who achieve the lawful authority to do so, we pledge to recall from retirement the military leaders who broke the law and will convene courts-martial for the crimes they committed. For those of us who attain legislative offices, we pledge to introduce legislation to remove all retirement income for the military leaders who were criminally complicit and we will ensure none serve in nor retire from the senior executive service. Now, again, my stance is way more aggressive than this, but collectively, this is the minimum that we pledge. My stance is that I am going to personally guarantee over the next several decades, if that's what it takes, and then pass on to my children the necessary knowledge and skills to guarantee that consequences are going to be had by those listed and those that we're going to continue to name, of which, by the way, I'm going to break on your show today, Alex, my deep state target list. And it depends on when you want me to introduce that.
No, go ahead. They hit us with a virus they released as a cover, then a bioweapon. They've killed 17 million people. So, and the Pentagon, we know, cooked this up, the leaders of it, attacked our own military with it. Who are these globalists?
Yeah, so before we go into the list, I think it might be more appropriate. So Brad Miller is the one that sent out this email, right, to the senior leaders in the Pentagon, to include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, along with this letter of accountability. If you don't mind, maybe after the break, I can read the actual email of which I was CC'd on.
Yeah, just go. You're on the air. Just go.
Okay, great. So we're skipping breaks. Thank you. So if you can pull up the actual letter, it was not the letter, but the email that was sent to...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Rip towards
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Process for reconstitution, reconciliation at a minimum, and then consequences thereafter. They haven't listened to us, so this is why we've come up with this letter as the essentially the last methodology that is in our quiver at this point to go ahead and put them on notice that we're going to take it to the American people. And as we educate the American people, I suspect all of them are going to come to our side, because now, 3 years later, I suspect that 90% of the military that's still currently in regrets being duped into the DNA mutilation injection.
Sure. Well, that's why this is important. You exhausted the other measures, and now you've got the ball rolling, and it's really picked up steam, and it's a focal point. People say, oh, a letter's not going to do anything. No, it puts them on notice. We know what you did. We know it was destroying the military. We know you're globalist. And now educating the troops, who are not the enemy, they're some of the best people out there. It's the heights of our military that have vetted and created these globalists and put them in charge. So this is the beginning of the process of educating the military that our country's been seized to, as you said, claw back the military. And I've seen you all over the news. I've talked to folks in Congress. You've been there the last 3 years. I mean, almost every day. We've had you on many times in there, really educating people on a host of fronts. And then this is really concerning the power structure.
No, absolutely. So they know about it, and they're basically not responding to it. But this has been covered at Epoch, Breitbart, Foe and Friends. You know, Paul Ryan's little network yesterday happened to have one of the signatories on there. They can't run away from this. And I think on Monday you're going to see why they're going to have to respond to this. But for now, they're just trying to cover it up. Because what is their ability to respond? What is the range of response that they can say? No, we actually want to destroy the Constitution. No, we want to continue to violate the First Amendment rights, religious freedoms, and First Amendment free speech freedoms of military service members. And you know what? We want to violate their Fifth Amendment due process. And on top of that, we want to continue to violate their Fourth Amendment as we continue to research, investigate them without lawful predicate. They have no ability to respond in a way that makes them look good. And so the more people that start to understand what occurred, it forces them to respond. And at the end of the day, at a minimum, they're going to have to research what we quote-unquote allege, what we all know to be true, for them to learn what they did was unlawful, and they're going to have to come to grips with it. And that's basically where we're at this point.
Well, Ivan, let's do the million-foot view here. We know
That's what I wanted to back up on.
We know that the Pentagon is used by the globalists for COG and emergency processes, and we know that, quote, the Pentagon was given the directive under Obama to create this COVID-19 vaccine. And then they had it on the shelf. They waited. They released it in China, so they'd say it came from there. And who knows if they were involved? I don't know. But the response was to target the military, target the population with a shot that erases your immune system, gives you cancer, heart attacks, myocarditis, 17 million dead. The smart military would be forced to get out to protect their families. That would then call out all the smart people. I mean, it's an admitted purge mechanism, like critical race theory and transgenders and Space Force having a man dressed as a woman up there as a clown. There's a larger plan here. Why would the globalists, with Russia and China and the collapsing border, all this, try to sabotage the military when it's the source of their power at the same time? Or is it paradoxical? They're globalists. They hate the country so much they can't help but try to get full control of the military, even though it degrades the power of that military they control. So they understand it's a fight about controlling the military, like in any putsch or despotic takeover. But then it's paradoxical because then they attack the very fount of their power.
Yeah, so as I mentioned when I was in studio earlier this year, I think it comes back to that, where it's a global power competition. China is seeking primacy and global hegemony. And then Russia is seeking that second place position over the United States. And what do they need to do? They need to work together in order to decrease the capability of the United States. Well, what is the strongest institution in America, right? It's the military. So this rollout was primarily focused on our military institutions. Not only that, but the veteran community. Veterans Affairs was one of the first institutions to mandate the shot as well, right? So it's essentially purging the most Wario ethos mindset individuals in our institutions in order to weaken the entire nation, for one. Now, let's back up. I mean, you were talking about the globalists and these folks. When you start to peel the onion, as it applies to the DOD mandate and who was used to weaponize in order to promote that, and you start to connect the dots between them and the other deep state actors, before you even go to the global level, you start to peel the onion with an individual named here. Major General Edmondson is one of the named individuals in this letter. If I'm not mistaken, he was the general that signed off on the court-martial for a gentleman who's one of the signatories, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. He was court-martialed for advising his leadership at Aberdeen Proving Ground at the health agency there that, hey, the emergency use authorized products are not safe and effective, meaning masks, testing, and the shots. And there are other mechanisms at play that you and I know, you've had them on your show, of being able to mitigate the risk of the virus, right? So what happens? The staff judge advocate on behalf of this general is a guy by the name of Yevgeny Vindman. Yes, the brother of Alexander Vindman, who concocted the fake whistleblower impeachment hoax, number one, against Mr. Trump. In his tweets, Yevgeny Vindman says, oh, I'm so honored to be the staff judge advocate, I'm paraphrasing, in order to go after somebody that was refusing the vaccine. This guy is now running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District in Virginia. And oh, by the way, one of the other signatories is running against him, Mr. Cameron Hamilton. So this is, and as you start to peel the onion some more with Yevgeny Vindman.
It's a criminal
pictures
network.
Of him with Adam Schiff.
It's a criminal network. It's the same people over and over again. And the balls to attack our military.
List with their Twitter accounts, and I'm asking for a call to action. If we can bring that up. There, I have it color-coded by category that I've identified. Everyone that was involved, from the 39 that unmasked General Flynn, the 51 to 60 that were the ones that were providing cover for the Biden criminal syndicate laptop, those that were involved in impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, we went, my team created a list of everybody that are the top tier players in the deep state by category. I've done dozens of books.
Ivan, let me stop you. This is the quote targeting list. We're not targeting them to shoot him or kill him. We don't want any violence. We're targeting them as exposing the globalist. Hold on. I know. We're exposing them as the globalist cult operatives, the coup within our military. Is that what you're about to say?
Yes. And well, more so, this is the list that I would like to present to Elon Musk for him to work with Mr. Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi and maybe myself. I'll volunteer pro bono and others. To go ahead and why don't we look at the direct messages of their Twitter accounts? Because I listed the names, those that have Twitter accounts that we've identified. I would like for Elon Musk, similar to what the U.S. Capitol Police should be doing, is release all the footage, release all the direct messages of all these Twitter accounts. Because guess what? There's no FOIA mechanism for a lot of these folks.
Yeah, so let's stop right there.
Positions.
Look, we got to go to break. But what you're saying, people, this is moving fast. You're a lawyer, defense intelligence guy, Green Beret, all that stuff is what you do. You've gone through and you've collated out of all the millions of our veterans. It's a handful of literally a few hundred scumbags dialed into the CIA and this whole globalist combine and literally Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons that are doing all of this. And all we got to do is spotlight the cockroaches, and spotlighting them, we'll bring them down. And they'll certainly never think about releasing a new virus or trying it again. That's level one. Level two is they go to prison for the rest of their lives. We take back the country, and it's 1776 worldwide and the real new American century. We'll be right back with Ivan Raiklin. Stay with us.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully before we go back to Ivan Ranklin, former with the Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, Green Beret, patriot. He's really been fighting hard for many years against the tyrants long before they stole the election in 2020. We were interviewing him. I don't come up here on air and write myself into the story, so I'm part of it. I want you to know the enemy's weaknesses, because the best intelligence is on the ground, actual events, okay? Not all this mumbo jumbo. Some of the most brainwashed people are people in the military and people in intelligence agencies. Almost all of it's propaganda they give them to confuse them about what's really happening, because most of them are actually good men and women. Very early on, I saw Obama set up the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act and a bunch of other stuff to set up what they call stay behind networks or mole groups inside the Trump administration when he was the nominee and then when he was elected president. They were already ready. And so Trump would call up literally a lot to pat me on the head and tell me, great job, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, sir, I don't want to do that. Fiona Hill is the co-chair with George Soros. McMaster's is a mole. It's a Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda. He said, just a moment. He'd come back and say, tell me more. And then you'd see headlines. The main job is to keep Trump away from Alex Jones. No one was telling him this. Then I had law firms. There are big Republican law firms. I'll leave it at that. That I paid a lot of money to collate all this, vet it, and say it was true. Deliver it to Trump. I'd say, sir, I'm getting your report next Tuesday. Okay. I got him into his hands. When that happened in 2008, because I was just doing intelligence analyst stuff as a lay talk show host that cares about his country. And I could go Google who the people were, and I'm like, oh, sir, this is a Soros top deputy. This is a Soros. McMaster's over here talking crap about you. Yeah, I mean, it was not hard. An idiot could do this. But Trump only watched Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and the Golf Channel and the NFL. So Trump's really good and smart, except he's 78 now. Back then he was like 74. He's an old man, folks. And everybody's got parents. You know, they watch TV. I mean, I go to my parents' house tonight. They're smart about the world before that, but they're watching one thing. That's Fox, man. And if it isn't on Fox, they don't know. So I'm sitting there, and then all hell broke loose. And they now admitted in Congress, CIA, Defense Department, they were having hearings, the Dutch Department attacking me, the Defense Department saying I'm a Russian agent. I don't know anything about Russians, okay? So they are scared of this. I didn't just tell you that two-minute story to go, oh, look, I've done some stuff. I'm tired of being up front. And by that, on the front line. I've done 30 years in April of this, okay? I don't always want to be at the center of it. And I'm really frustrated. I never think of myself that smart. I don't know why other people didn't do this. Roger came on. He did it with me. They indicted his ass. Okay? So what I'm telling you is they wouldn't be doing this if this wasn't a chink in Smog's armor. And it's not a chink. It's a big-ass spot right over his heart. Okay? If we expose them, we don't have to bomb them, shoot them, any of that. Don't do that. It makes them victims. We don't want to harm a hair on their head. We want to politically expose them, which will burn them alive politically, nonviolently. And so I didn't know Reagan wanted to come on about this letter today. I didn't know he was bringing up a targeting list. I've heard the details, but I would imagine it's targeting to expose them and how they're this criminal network. And that's it. The military is not the target. In fact, Klaus Schwab, all of them talk about this. They've had Bloomberg articles out there about this. Larry Fink. They say, we're going to use governments to do horrible things, and then that will wreck the institutions. There'll be a revolution. They'll destroy the government, which is just an infrastructure. It's like if you're fighting an enemy, you don't burn the house down they're in. Somebody robs your house and says it's theirs, you get them kicked out. You don't burn the house down. The house isn't the enemy. So the government is not the enemy. It's an infrastructure, and most people low level are on our side, though they're starting to replace them with woke people. So if we simply, Fiona Hill, I mean, she went on 60 Minutes and cried, Alex Jones was mean to me. I don't know what a globalist is. She told Congress she was just the editor of theglobalist.com. It's like saying Hitler saying, I don't know what a Nazi is. I mean, this is, or Stalin saying, I don't know what a Russian communist is, or a Georgian communist. So, or Xi Jinping saying, I don't know what a communist Chinese party leader is. Or a duck saying, I don't know what a duck is. Or a Dallas Cowboy saying, I don't know who Roger Staubach is. So this is a weak spot in their operation, and definitely it's what they don't like. And so if we show in the government who the key operators over and over again, everyone around them who are compartmentalized, doing their job in their skiff and dealing with Iran intelligence and Venezuela intelligence and dealing with nuclear weapons estimates, and you're looking at the new field artillery we should buy, and this guy's looking at what jet program, and they're all with blinders on, and that's how they control you. What we're doing is decompartmentalizing that and saying, who's in the loop? Who's given all the intel? Who's given the media backing? Who's given the power? Who's running the censorship? Who's quarterbacking it? And it's literally a few hundred scumbags, and that's why they were so scared of just little old Alex Jones. Not even what I was saying on air, but I mean, I remember talking to Trump like in 2018 and going, you know, they're all over the news saying they're going to kill you. He goes, who? I said, well, Mudd, former CIA, you know, guy that ran black ops squads, and this priest said, really? Secret Service calls the next day. We've been ordered by the president to talk to you. We want a list of the people threatening him. And I was like, you don't know they're all over CNN and MSNBC saying we're going to kill him? And they're like, no, we didn't know that, sir. We're right on it. The point is that you think of government as magic, folks. They're compartmentalized. People in government do not see in front of their noses. All right, I've been ranting. We'll skip this break so you get more time. But I didn't know you'd get into this. I'm just guessing what your targeting list is. Where do people find it? Is it on your X account, your Twitter account? And then am I guessing at what you're planning, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I want to stress that point that you just made. The bottom of the document, military accountability, that ethos also applies to what I mean by the list that I just basically published for the first time on your show. And it goes like this. We promise to exhaust all moral, ethical, and legal means to restore the rule of law, and will begin by attempting to hold senior military leaders accountable. And by extension, we get our own house in order, then we can start getting the rest of the government in order. The executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judiciary. You hit the nail on the head in the sense that this list, targeting list. To clarify for those that are going to attack us, that means we're going to shine the maximal level of lumens on those individuals, and we're going to showcase with raw evidence that they were complicit in the original coups of July of 2016 working with the FBI, and then the subsequent coups after cover-up to the previous coup and the cover-up to the previous coup. I don't have it published yet. I'm going to probably, right after we get off the show, I'm going to put it up on my X, both the Raiklin, which is still censored, and then my uncensored Ivan Raiklin accounts, and then some of the other free speech platforms. But bottom line, what I'm trying to do with this list is to present it to, I've already provided a earlier draft of this to the chairman, Jim Comer of Oversight, Chairman Jim Jordan and his staff of Judiciary and Weaponization, the chair of the subcommittee on oversight, Mr. Loudermilk, who has oversight over the Capitol Police Board, the chair of the Freedom Caucus, previous one, Scott Perry, and then others I've also provided to. Now I want to also provided it to Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi. Now we need to get it into the hands of Elon Musk to go ahead and consider, should I wait for the subpoena from those that I just mentioned from Congress to then release the direct messages of those folks' Twitter accounts?
And let's be clear. We know they were using two things. Stop there, Ivan. Stop there, Ivan. I'm going to back you up here. We know from the documents that have already come out in the weaponization hearings, there's two big things they're using. Twitter private message, which is X now, and Slack, and which is another private message system. So this is a national security issue. Just like he released the Twitter files, he releases their files of them coordinating surveillance, censorship, sabotage. We got their ass.
Absolutely. Now, they've only released through the Twitter files and CTIL files the internal emails of Twitter employees with these government agencies. And number two, the internal Slack deliberations. What we have not seen yet, as far as I understand, is the internal direct messages of all these individuals.
And the orders.
Once we get
and
that,
who's giving
folks,
the orders? And who's giving the orders?
I think it's game over. Not only do
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Of government employees that were involved in all these criminal conspiracies. In the interest of transparency and the First Amendment, and oh, by the way, if they continue to go after Elon, he has this in the bag as a wild card to completely just stomp them.
Wow, now we're figuring out what Musk did and why he got Twitter. What do you give me your real analysis? You're a smart analyst and not just a ground guy. What's Musk's real MO? People I know that know him, he admits it. Serious high level Asperger's, highly functioning, 200 IQ probably, but he's really nice till you mess with him. And they've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to him. Mm-hmm. And I just think they mess with the wrong guy.
So to start with that last point, I always say never bet against Elon. That's number one. Now, having said that, imagine yourself. You get a lot of inbound, right? I hit you up, all these other people, because everyone knows you. So imagine how many people are trying to hit up the person that has the biggest social media reach on the planet. So he has a lot of data points coming in, but he also is sitting on information in the collective that no one else on the planet has.
Let me give an example.
He wants to leave.
Let me give an example. Tucker Carlson reached out to him. This is on record now. I said, Alex Jones is a great guy. I've known him for over 10 years. What you're being told about him is wrong. He didn't say the things they said he said. He wasn't even banned for that like you think. Musk said, fine, I'll check the logs, and went and found out I told the truth because he had the logs of why they did ban me. And it was that government pressure had nothing to do with that. And then he clicked, see?
Well, maybe the logs include not only the logs, but also maybe he was like, let me poke around and see Oliver Darcy's direct messages. And what happened after you confronted him? I suspect that if I was Elon Musk, I would be doing that. Because guess what? There's no violation of anything. Elon owns all of the data that has gone through and has been on Twitter, more so even than the FBI has access to, right? He has all of it, and the internal emails, and the internal Slack channels. So, again, I volunteer, and it doesn't have to be me. He could have some trusted people looking through it, like Schellenberger and Taibbi, and others that have already done Twitter files. Let's do the First Amendment bombshell Twitter files, where we shine trillions of lumens against all the deep state actors that you have been exposing for 30 years. I just happened to jump in the last couple of years, and I'm glad you've been – I apologize, first of all. I didn't know it until the last couple of years, so thanks for doing everything you've been doing, Alex.
Well, I met you like 4 or 5 years ago, right before the election, about a year before the election. So let's talk about this. And you were compartmentalized. I guess you got a job to do. Let's talk about this. This is their Achilles heel, and they know it. And when you were sitting, I remember they were really freaking out when he bought it. They said, what happens if he releases the private messages of us doing this? And a lot of it's already come out in Congress. It was like one message in the weaponization like 4 months ago. They're like, it's CIA guys going to cover their ass. They go, you know, it's illegal. We're operating domestically and censoring people. We're not supposed to do this. Why are you ordering me to do it? So even the CIA is covering their ass going, we're on Twitter private messaging, saying we're doing
Brennan has
stuff.
A Twitter account, Alex. John Brennan has a Twitter account. You go back to that list. I have the list of people that we need to shine light on. Maybe I didn't need to use the target thing so that the nutsos would go wild, right? It's essentially those people that have conducted criminal seditious conspiracy over the last 7-8 years and those that have a known Twitter account. It's over half.
Well, here's the deal. We're targeting them for investigation and exposure.
Right. And we don't need law enforcement on our side. That's the beauty of this play, is that we don't have to rely on the corrupt DOJ. We don't have to rely. And then as this starts to come out, society and members of the institutions that have been duped are going to be like, oh, wow, Alex Jones is not a tinfoil hat. He was right all along. Ivan Raiklin was right all along in the limited time that I've picked up on this. And so our collective networks are going to expose them to a level to where we're going to showcase that they, if you look at my stockings, we're going to show the whole world of what the FA that they did. And now it's up to us as a society what the FO is going to be.
Well, let me say this. You've been involved waking up last 5 years. I met you like 4+ years ago at some events we had. It's not bad to get to the party late. People are just now who are busy doing other things going, my God, the country's been taken over. We want to welcome all the new people in that are waking up right now, and that's what victory looks like. And that's what we have to expect. But they are, if they think the Epstein stuff's devastated them, look at the weaponization hearings, and all you're saying is he should release the rest of that. What else should Elon Musk release, in case I talk to him soon? What else do you think Elon should release?
I think the key component here, he needs to release this, and he needs to release it in a timely fashion before the Iowa caucuses. And then in addition to that, he should host a Twitter space with those that want to get to the truth about what has been censored. So it would be nice for him to host a Twitter space with an RFK Jr., with a Donald Trump, and maybe even with a Vivek Ramaswamy. Because if you bring those three individuals in, and maybe you can co-host it because you understand the issues better than almost anybody, and maybe Tucker can jump in there, the 5 or 6 of you, in a Twitter space discussing and analyzing what has been found out with the direct messages. And I suspect that that would garner over 1 billion views in very short
time. It'd be like a digital Continental Congress.
Easy. I think that's the solution. And then you can start talking about the illegal election, the stolen election, the machines. You can address all of it all at once because you're going to showcase that all those individuals listed were complicit in all of the corruption that has happened over the last 10 years.
Ivan, we're almost out of time. I will post it on X, formerly Twitter. You'll show the document again, guys, on screen. Scroll all through it so at least there's a record of it. Get the targeting list. And I think you should call it targeting list. We're targeting for exposure peacefully
because
as
they targeted
journalists.
You.
Yeah, go ahead and scroll through it all so people can read it later. They'll blow it up. And this is from your research, who we continually see popping up in this network, engaging in these activities against our Republicans. They're not going to stop pushing, folks. These are tyrannical mad dogs. We didn't ask for this fight. I wish we weren't in it, but it's being done to us, folks. And you know, that is the bottom line. This is being done to all of us, and we can either roll over and I guess maybe even join them and help them destroy the country. I mean, I'm not doing that, but you can either roll over and die, join the enemy, or you can do the right thing. I mean, to me, that is an absolute no-brainer. So as soon as you post that on X, I will repost it on Real Alex Jones. Ivan Ringel, we'll talk to you again soon in the aftermath of this sometime next week. But this will definitely get these cowards scared because they never get identified. Their networks never get exposed. And they just run from this like cockroaches at midnight. You flip the light on to get a glass of ice water or whatever, and those bastards are on the table eating a piece of bread. I mean, they are running for the holes in the wall.
Yeah, just a real quick close. The research that I put into this is I basically went through 20 or so of the books that were written by every single person that was a witness that wrote a book and was on the J6 over the illegal select committee. Right. In addition to that, I went through and researched all the way back of everything that was done to target General Flynn with all the court filings. So this list is essentially set, I would say, since 2017 in the making. We're looking at 7 years of research.
Hold on. Jason Burmes has got the latest Jeffrey Epstein info coming up next hour. Let's do 5 more minutes and talk about how you come up with this list. I think that's very, very important. You've worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency. You're a lawyer, Green Beret, great patriot. Ivan Ringel is our guest. I'm going to break, but I want to throw this out there right now. I'm taking on the New World Order because I bet on you and I believe in you. I believe in God and I believe in the people. If you believe in me and you believe in God, together we are a winning team. We have Shroyd free shipping, double Patriot points. It's got to end Monday. A bunch of stuff selling out. Everybody needs high-quality E3. We have the highest quality organic winter sun, 40% off free shipping. Everybody should get that. Everybody should get this new product. And this is methylfolate, which is the breakdown in your cells of the compounds that are in nature that absolutely supercharge your entire body. We're talking about folic acid. This is the energy of the cells, but some people can't break it down as well. This isn't some stimulant. This is the precursor to everything. It's foundational energy, 30% off, new product, very limited run, going to sell out quickly. We need the funds to operate. Plus, I want to expand right now with 10 months of the election. Go now. If you want to beat the globalists and get great products, get foundational energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Vasobeats. All the products. DNA Force Plus. We just sold out of Vitamineral Fusion. It'll be months till we get that back. X2 selling out. Still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Our natural HGH Max Boost. Super popular. It's about to sell out. Still discounted. 7076 testosterone boost. These are all great natural compounds that make your life so much more vibrant and counter all the garbage and all the plastics and all the estrogens they're hitting us with. It's all great for men. It's all great for women. InfoWarsStore.com and our new Team Humanity shirts that we launched 3 weeks ago. They came in today. They're ready to start shipping out. Inspired by Elon Musk and I's discussion 3 weeks ago. They're now in. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you go to AlexJonesGame.com, it's now available, the third largest video game platform in the world. Alex Jones, New World Order Wars. We'll be back. Hour number 4. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.